Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Sarah Slattery, the travel expert, and Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels are back in studio. Hello, good morning. What are we looking at today?
How are you, Trina? How are you getting on? Great. We're looking today at Czechia, or Czech Republic, as people call it as well.
Yeah.
I've just come back. I've been going there, Trina, I suppose, since the late 90s. And it's just an amazing country. And a lot
since
of people,
you're in primary school.
Very young, yeah. Trina. Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. I got a little passport when I was very young. But yeah, I know that's how old I am. But it's a place that is just timeless. It never changes. My last trip just there recently, I went outside, right? The places that I like about an hour outside, not too mad. Melnik, the wine area. I went to Teplice, which is one of the best thermal spas in Europe.
I've heard this before, yeah.
Now, when I say, you know, when people go on spa holidays here, they go down somewhere down the country and they have their massage and they get their nails done. Now, this is unbelievable, right? Because Teplice, it's a huge, big complex. But what they do there is it's actual thermal water. This is going back, you know, centuries ago, like Beethoven, Goethe, all the royal families, they all went there. The water has this fluoride and this amazing kind of minerals in it that actually they specialise in musculoskeletal. So if you have a bad back or hips,
it's
or
like
whatever.
Healing properties.
And like you go there, it's about 700 quid a week, right, to go. And that includes everything. They do 1,000 treatments a day where I was, right? It's like a huge, big complex. And it's just fascinating because people go there for 2 weeks and they literally leave. You see people with crutches and they literally leave like cured. It's not just a kind of, another concept of healing.
That's
spa.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, for me, it was amazing value. Like for 2 weeks for 1,400, like you get all your, you know, there's so much included. You can check it out. I mean, if you look at Teplice, it's Teplice. But I'm just mentioning it because, for example, in the Czech Republic or Czechia, if you have a crash or you're in an accident, the government will pay for you to go here for 4 weeks, part of your, you know, so that'll tell you when the government is sending you somewhere to get, they know it works, right? So like, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
So it's really, and it's one of the most beautiful towns. You walk around it and everywhere you look is just beautiful. So it's really gorgeous. You can stay, by the way, in the Beethoven Hotel. You can stay in the room that Beethoven stayed in. I'll put up some pictures. And there's violins and all sorts of things there. And he met Goethe, the famous German, writer and poet. He was everything. And they met one of the empresses. The empress, I can't remember her name exactly. And of course, you know, Goethe bowed to her and Beethoven just walked past. He didn't bow. And Goethe said to him, "How come you didn't bow to the Empress? That's not very nice." And he said, "Well, there's lots of empresses and queens, but there's only one Beethoven."
Ooh,
oh, yeah.
Attitude.
And you can go to the place, right? The most beautiful park where they met. And you can stay in the room. It's about €160 to stay in the room. There's a piano and you open the top of the piano and it's a drinks cabinet, right? So like,
wouldn't you think gorgeous. That they'd be charging more though, like playing on that?
Oh yeah, it's stunning. And the place is stunning. I mean, they've the thermal swimming pools, the treatments. I mean, you can have all the massages and everything.
Now, come here, Ed. You know when you said there's so many, there's about 1,000 treatments a day.
Yeah.
Is it very... like, is there an awful lot of people? Do you feel like, oh God, it's like being in
a
train station here?
No, it's not at all, because it's just, if so many people work in there, and it's huge, like it's a big complex, but it's beautiful, right? They have the Imperial spa as well. They have another, like the Imperial, they have the Beethoven. So it's all very well spread out. And I mean, the food there as well was really good, but there's gardens and there's fountains. It's just this place. I was like, wow, my God, this place is like, it's like, you know, if you've imagined a perfect world kind of thing.
Yeah, sort
of
a real retreat.
This
yeah.
idyllic halcyon type place. And it was just fantastic. And I just must say, like, I had never been there before, so I really loved it. And my hips are great now.
Hips don't lie, what?
I was only in the water for 2 days, and I'll tell you. But yeah, I'm flying around the place. The other thing is then just a little short distance from there. You know, wine is amazing, like in Moravia and different places in Czechia. But Melnik is only a half an hour from Prague, and the wines that they're doing there, phenomenal stuff. I'll put the name up. I'll give you the name because it's very hard to pronounce it where we went. But again, the most beautiful whites, the Tramin, the Muscadel, you know, compared to Czech wines when I went there years ago, this is like world class kind of stuff, you know. Mm. And just you're in the vineyards. The town of Melnik is beautiful, just really nice. And then a place called Zatesh, where they have these huge, massive limestone rocks. It's like something you'd see in Lord of the Rings, and you go on hikes through all these formations. Like when I was there, there was a film crew checking out the place because they're making a fantasy movie about some kids that, you know, get lost or whatever. But it's just like, I was like, wow, imagine huge big rocks and you're wandering around. Like, remember the film Picnic at Hanging Rock years ago? It was kind of like amazing stuff. And yeah, I'd never known. So hiking in this beautiful part of the sort of northern Czech Republic, or Czechia if you like, but gorgeous. I'd never known any of it.
How much is it when you get there? You mentioned about 700 for like...
That's a full week in the spa.
So in terms of your food and all that...
Yeah, that would be if you were staying in the spa.
Oh, but that would include all that?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, and 1400 for 2 weeks. So people, like, that's why, I mean, people from all over Europe, they just literally go there.
If you wanted to switch off and just really recharge.
Oh, it's incredible. And as I said, it's real healing. Like, I was asking Michael, the GM there, you know, how many Irish? So very few. He said they don't get a lot of Irish because
we don't know about it.
But we're telling people about it today, and I'll be shouting it from the rooftops because it is just. I left there and I was like, wow, you know. But they also have like the Monopol Brewery. So in Teplice, you go there, they make all these amazing beers. You can have your goulash, you know, you can, the most stunning like neoclassical restaurants. So you can have a great time there as well if you want. Do you know what I mean?
Sarah, who flies there?
Aer Lingus and Ryanair both fly to Prague.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty sure there's daily flights, I would imagine, is
there? Yeah, there is. Aer Lingus and Ryanair daily flights. And what's lovely as well is, of course, Sarah, when we went to Prague just last October, I mean, you know, Katrina, Prague, of course, is a city that's just, it's a city of music. It's a city of so many things, the culture.
I was in Prague once interviewing Kylie Minogue.
Wow.
Backstage at her concert in Prague. And then we were in like the front row of her concert. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was my only experience of Prague. Yeah.
There you go. I mean, all the big stuff, because they all love going there. I mean, they, you know, they love it. I mean, Tom Cruise went there for one of the early Mission Impossibles.
The cuckoo clock.
Yeah, the astronomical clock. That's right. It's a cock, actually, not a cuckoo, that comes out, a cockerel, that kind of, you know, cuckoo, gets up early in the morning. So, yeah, the astronomical, and the 12 apostles go whizzing around. Yeah, it's good that you remembered it anyway, Trina, the cuckoo clock. So that is a fabulous place. Now, remember we went to the Estates Theatre?
Yeah.
You can have the most amazing, Don Giovanni,
Giovanni,
famous opera by
Mozart,
which premiered, of course, in Prague. Amazing. Sarah, you were in all your finery. Remember we had a box?
I know.
And we managed not to fall asleep, but the interval was just very nice.
Is it terrible boring?
I mean, Don Giovanni for me wouldn't be the most exciting opera, Trina. You know, I'd prefer a bit of Madame Butterfly or, you know, something else maybe, but it wasn't.
A bit of Kylie.
A bit of Kylie instead. But it's the experience. Like, I was at the Prague Spring Festival is on, right? It's 80 years this year. It's one of the oldest, most amazing classical concerts in the world. Like Chicago, Cleveland, Berlin, they all come from around the world there. It's, you know, I was at a Mozart concert, the Rudolfinium. You think you're in a movie. It's like the most beautiful chandeliers coming down, everyone drinking champagne when they are, you know, that kind of lovely, beautiful, the Rudolfinium it's called. And the sopranos that they had, like, it was just magical. And you forget everything when you go in there.
So don't go there is what you're saying.
Yeah.
To be honest,
you forget everything.
The buildings and everything, the architecture, and being inside these theatres, like, it is fabulous.
Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, I suppose selling Prague over the years as a travel agent, you know, and you get gangs going and all that, you know, your typical people.
It used to be hens and stags,
for the beers and everything. Mm. But actually, it's a stunning city. Like, I loved it.
We were freezing. I can't remember what month it was we went, but I remember it being really cold.
Yeah, but that's what you see. That's the gorgeous thing. I mean, when the Charles Bridge is covered in snow, it's magical. But now it's a different, completely different kind of Prague. Mm. So, like, when the director of the Spring Festival, I interviewed him, Pavel Trojan is his name, and Like when he was naming off the different countries, you know, that were all there, all the different orchestras and philharmonics, they all want to be part of it. But it's just, I mean, and it's 2 or 3 weeks. I think it's 3 weeks, and it's you can book for next year if you wanted to go there. But if you like music and you like all that sort of beautiful sort of finery, but as Sarah said, I mean, it's a city with all different sides to it, because you can have the crack as well. And still great value, isn't it?
They've actually clamped down on a lot of stags and hens. A lot of hotels won't actually accept them anymore. So they're really trying to get away from that scene completely. But I remember one of the places we went for dinner, the Municipal House, it was literally the location of Czechoslovakia's declaration of independence. And it's now it's a restaurant, and the room was just, I mean, the food and the service and everything was stunning. But just actually being in the room having dinner there, like, there's so many gorgeous cultural spots and unusual places to see. And as I said, the architecture and everything. So it is a fabulous city to just explore, to walk around. Yeah. And then you've got all these kind of hidden gems, I suppose, like Ed was talking about, you know, that are just not too far away on the train. Another one that we went to was Pilsen, which it's about an hour, I think, on the train from Prague. And I think one of the first beer breweries ever to produce lager was there, and you can get a tour of that. You can also have a beer bath. You literally have a bath in it. Yeah, like we did beer that as well. Spa. A beer spa. So, like, there was lots of kind of fun, great things to do as well. Yeah, it's great, great. Yeah.
One thing as well, by the way, places to stay, Trina. There's amazing places to stay there. When I was there now, I was in this Almanac X Alcron Hotel. It was the first luxury hotel to open in Prague in 1932. It was Art Deco sort of style.
Really fancy, yeah.
Amazing, right? It was the first hotel that had phones in the rooms that you could call internationally. Oh. And they had a petrol station in the basement that you could fill up your car, right?
That's safe, isn't it?
They have renovated it. I know. They have completely refurbished it. And when you go in now, it is all these, like, there was, like, you know, pink, beautiful flowers, and it's all art everywhere. It's, again, the most, they've just brought it back to its former glory. But it's absolutely stunning. The manager there, Elena, we had a great chat, and they have a lovely little beautiful coffee shop beside it as well. But if you want to treat yourself, it's right off Wenceslas Square. The Almanac Alcron X Hotel, what the name of it, you can look it up. Phenomenal. And again, you have balconies if you want to upgrade your room. You have loads of different options. But for a treat and something fabulous, go there. 1932, and it's back again. Gorgeous hotel.
Ed, will you stick up all the details on this on your website?
I will, absolutely.
edfintravels.com and Sarah Slattery, of course, travel expert.
Check it out.
Thanks a
minute. Oh, Ed, get out.
Talking Travel with Sarah and Ed. With Tropical Sky, experience amazing Thailand. From soft sandy beaches and mouth-watering food to the paradise of Phuket and charm of Chiang Mai. Your perfect holiday to amazing Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.